A Millersburg woman faces charges of aggravated murder after allegedly drowning her 4-year-old son during an incident at Atwood Lake. 40-year-old Ruth Miller also is charged with domestic violence and endangering children. She's scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in New Philadelphia Municipal Court. Miller, her husband, and their children were camping at the lake August 23rd. That's when she is accused of throwing the child into the water and later driving a golf cart carrying the 3 other children into the lake. The father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, had earlier drowned while swimming during an act of faith. Bodies of Vincent Miller and his father were pulled from the lake Saturday night and Sunday morning, respectively. Authorities say Ruth Miller was experiencing a mental health crisis. The Stark County Fair is celebrating its 175th year. Opening ceremonies were held Tuesday. Theory of a Dead Man will perform on the main stage tonight. Tucker Wetmore will perform tomorrow. Daily Pavilion concerts and entertainment, the Agricultural Show, Harness Racing, Saturday morning Tractor Pull, Petting Zoo, Sunday Draft Horse Show, Livestock Shows, and Junior Fair sales are free with gate admission. A $9 ticket includes free parking at the fairgrounds. The city of Massillon is getting some good news from credit ratings agency Moody's Investors Service. The city's rating has increased from A2 to A1. Moody's says Massillon will likely maintain available fund balance ratio and the long-term liabilities ratio will remain moderate. Ratings help investors examine the risks of bonds. They also help calculate interest rates. Moody's praised Massillon's financial stability at the end of 2024. Stark County Sheriff's deputies are being praised for helping an adult tortoise find his way home. They responded Tuesday to a call about the animal seen on 31st Street Northeast in Plain Township. The sheriff's office says in a Facebook post, a very slow pursuit of 0.2 miles per hour ensued. The tortoise was apprehended at the corner of Morris Avenue and returned to his owner. North Canton police captured the same kind of tortoise near Donner Avenue and Church Street Southwest August 14th. Sheriff's official say that was a different animal. The West Branch Board of Education approved a new contract with Goshen Township Police to provide resource officers to the district. The 2-year agreement is effective this academic year. It was passed August 20th. A 2.5% pay increase will go to the 2 officers. The board also approved a policy banning the operation of drones on school property unless the superintendent has given permission. The ban includes district-sponsored contests and tournaments under the auspices of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The board also accepted the $192,000 bid from Herbert Construction for a pre-engineered metal building for the Wellness Center project. A man faces drug charges after his arrest during a raid in East Liverpool. Members of the Columbiana County Drug Task Force and East Liverpool Police executed a search warrant at a Blakely Street home Tuesday. Sheriff Brian McLaughlin says the suspect, Tyson Gordon, was found at a bar on St. Clair Avenue a short time later. Officers reportedly discovered over 15 grams of cocaine on Gordon and under a floormat, about 6 grams of fentanyl in a pile of gravel outside, and roughly 40 Suboxone strips nearby. Agents turned up items consistent with drug trafficking and packaging throughout the bar. A Portage County judge has sentenced a man to 20 years in prison. Common Pleas Judge Lori Pittman handed down the sentence to 64-year-old William Reinhardt of Shalersville Township Tuesday. He pleaded guilty to rape and 2 counts each of endangering children and gross sexual imposition. Reinhardt entered the pleas Tuesday as his trial was scheduled to begin. Other charges were dropped. Reinhardt sexually abused a preteen girl between August 2012 and August 2015 and another from January 2015 to January 2018. Prosecutors say he was acquainted with the victims through a relative. Each girl was 6 when the activity began. The National Transportation Safety Board Tuesday issued toxicology results for the 6 victims of the June 29th plane crash in Howland Township. A preliminary report on the Cessna 441 showed it went down in a heavily wooded area about 2 miles from the end of the runway at the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. The plane was headed to Bozeman, Montana, and crashed shortly after takeoff. The autopsy report says Timothy Blake, who was in the co-pilot seat, had alcohol, fentanyl, and norfentanyl in his blood. The report says his blood also tested presumptively positive for cannabinoids, but does not give an amount. Nothing in the autopsy reports for pilot Joe Maxson or any of the 4 passengers killed indicated any was intoxicated at the time of the crash. An Arizona man is sentenced to 18 years in prison in Youngstown Federal Court. 37-year-old Jeffrey Battle pleaded guilty in April to possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. A source told authorities he used commercial trucks to smuggle cocaine, which he sold in Akron, Youngstown, and Erie, Pennsylvania. Investigators said Battle often traveled to the area to sell drugs, sometimes staying 2 to 3 weeks. He was arrested last August 14th after leading police on a chase from Liberty Township into Canfield. He was reportedly found with 88 pounds of meth. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified a woman found dead in a Cortland home. Police called to a North Mecca Street address for a welfare check Saturday discovered the body of 49-year-old Lynn Davis. The cause and manner of her death are still under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.